This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora and welcome back to the Equal Agenda podcast. I'm Charlie.
I'm Mia.
And today is our last episode
for season 3.
Woo!
We made it.
You did it.
That's over. Yeah, so today we're just going to be basically just going over everything we've talked about.
Recapping.
Summarising.
Yapping for the sake of it.
Basically, this episode's just going to be another freaking yap sesh.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go off on a whole new range of topics that we haven't yet discussed.
Yeah,
and
we'll do season 4 all in one episode.
Yeah. And so when they carry it on, they're just going to have to go straight to season 5. So, what has been your biggest learning? Or, like, what's something you found, like, most interesting or learnt most about?
That is a great question. I call a friend, and my friend is you, and I pose that question to you.
See, when the cards are reversed, I'm trying to think of everything we've even talked about. Basically, I've just been very surprised on how interconnected everything is.
Mm.
We've gone through so many issues, not necessarily about feminism, but we've been able to make connections to feminism with all the issues we've covered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like from consumerism to politics to social media. Like I said, when I first learned about feminism, I didn't think it was like a big deal or anything.
Mm.
And then this podcast has made me realize actually
it's huge.
Even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I already, like when I saw this, I was like, actually, yeah, it's like a big deal. But then as we've gone, I'm like, oh my God.
Now you're stressing about it.
My whole life is infiltrated with gender inequality.
Yeah, it's interesting because with the consumerism one, I was like, oh, how are we going to connect that to feminism and gender? And then once you like start it, it just, everything is connected
yeah.
through gender.
Because yeah.
everything's gendered.
I mean, maybe we've just steeped it, but like, I'm pretty sure we're onto something here.
Oh yeah. I found it interesting how with the whole connected thing, a lot of it is covered by the Western lens and the perspective that we've grown up with.
Yeah. So it was very interesting on our last episode too to get another perspective in. So
to take you on a journey back.
Backtracking a little bit. Our first topic was brain differences, basically debunking the nature versus nurture debate when it comes to gender. And overall,
we pretty much debunked it.
Yeah.
I would
gender
say.
Is a construct.
Yes.
There's no like biological basis for gender. So why is there gender inequality?
Yeah.
Like as in how people use that as, okay, but like men are naturally better at this, women are naturally going to do this.
Mm.
Doesn't really make sense if
yeah,
it's...
No, they're not.
If it's learnt.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you can just like change the way that we learn gender to allow for everyone to have equal opportunities.
It's kind of like we put ourselves in this cage, but we made the cage.
Release me. Release me.
Like, do you know that photo? It's of this bird and it's in a cage and it's gripping the two bars.
Yeah.
But nowhere else around the cage, there are no
and
bars.
And it can walk around.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like I'm stuck in the cage. That's us.
I've seen, like, memes of that, how people are like, when you're getting cyberbullied but you don't turn off your phone or something.
Yeah. That's us with gender.
Yeah.
We made it. Why can't we just either completely get rid of it or alter it?
Yeah. I think the thing is, too, is like it's a learned thing through nurture that we have our ideas and perceptions about gender and beliefs. Like people who don't. Okay, don't worry.
Stim hour. Oh, were you going to continue with your point?
Oh, no. No.
La boo boo. Yeah.
And I think that also unfortunately means that like people who have, in my humble opinion, crappier beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
About gender, like they believe that men are superior. Just have a view. this is a good way to put it. People who like reinforce gender inequality.
Yes.
By their beliefs and stuff. Although it's really crap and bad and they should be held accountable. Is that like the.
Not, yeah.
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 Like take the time to educate themselves and all that. Like even though pretty obvious that it's not a good opinion, we still have to be very wary that that's probably what they've grown up knowing.
Yeah. Like it's ingrained in them.
Exactly. Like you look at, again, everything. We also like to link everything back back to politics in this season. But like, you look at a Republican kid, a fresh voter.
Yes.
If his entire bloodline are Republicans, he's only would have heard that belief system pushed on him.
And there would also be like a pressure that he has to follow the family.
Exactly. Also, as humans, we like to grasp onto anything that confirms our pre-existing beliefs.
Mm.
And we like to turn a blind eye to everything that doesn't, because it makes us uncomfortable. If we see stuff that like doesn't align with what we already believe, our brain starts to freak out a little bit, because we're like, oh my God, then what's right, what's wrong? Because you look at things and you're like, how is that rational? Like, that's completely irrational. Like, how are people believing that?
Mm.
But it's because they're not looking at any other ways of doing or being or believing or whatever.
Yeah.
So like, my point is, people who do reinforce those gender inequality, just all of that crap, they've learned it, and like, they should be challenged.
Like,
you can see how it happens.
Yeah, yeah. But they also need to unlearn it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, that's not a good excuse, but like,
it's some sort of, I guess, reasoning.
Well, it's how gender equality is alive and well in today. Like, that's how it's transferred. Yeah. And also, another thing I had down was, you know how the first episode I thought feminism was cringe and extreme and crazy? Because that's like all I had seen.
Yeah.
And we as humans also like to see like a tiny little thing and then attribute it to everything. You see one crazy feminist, and of course you're going to remember the crazy, crazy violent bits more than like the boring things,
you know?
So you're going to see that and you're going to like attribute it to an entire group.
Mm.
And that's why I think people, there's so much like stigma around any social movements in general, especially feminism too, and like in the media, that's like reinforced by that, because the media only will show the dramatic extreme sides of things, because that's what makes the media money and views. So that's why I think it gets such a bad stigma around
Sigma ball,
sigma alpha. Stigma. It's not represented very well.
With the whole connection thing, connects to another episode we did, like the influences, the way that media portrays so many different issues, it's all about the extreme. When you said that, my first thought was, in America where they do the Black Lives Matter protests, the media always shows when there are groups of people, and they're usually like the minority groups within the protest group that are looting stores or something.
Yeah.
But they don't show how the majority of the group is just marching through the street.
Exactly, yeah. Like, we come to overgeneralize. If you see one case of, like, crazy person, then you're going to remember that too and, like, grasp onto that. Because, like, again, it's confirming what you already believe.
Yeah, I feel like you're also kind of going to want to go searching for more cases that are like that.
The way we talk about the US a lot too, that's probably exactly what we're doing too. Like, we're talking about very, very extreme stuff in the US. I doubt that 95% of the time it's like that.
Maybe like,
but like
60-40%.
Yeah, they are quite extreme there.
Or I guess if you put it in more of a New Zealand context, it's...
Yeah, in comparison, it's crazy. Yeah. Like 90% of the crazy extreme stuff, we see that and we talk about that.
Yep.
And then maybe like 30% of like the normal, mediocre, everyday stuff, we see that and talk about that because it's not as interesting.
It's kind of almost like sick that 70% of the stuff that we like tune into, we do it because it's interesting and it's kind of entertaining in a way. Like, my mother is a huge hater of Donald Trump, and so she is always which is completely valid, but she's always watching videos of all like the extreme stupid crap that he does. I think on some level that we do that because it's almost interesting to see how stupid he is and what like his next big stupid action is going to be.
It is, yeah. And like, I can say 100% I'd be the exact same, but like, if Donald Trump was to do something somewhat good or something not bad, I would completely disregard it. Like, I wouldn't search it up. Like, I wouldn't look into it.
Yeah.
I only want to focus on the bad things because, again, I think he's
99.9% is bad.
What was our next?
Rise in conservatism was our next one. I think that has been like a main theme of our podcast.
Every episode we seem to link that back in, don't we? Yeah.
It all interconnects.
I think it's just something we're quite passionate about too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, if you do look at everything, conservatism is everywhere.
I think that's like one of the biggest driving forces against feminism.
Yeah.
Is this rising conservatism. Like, I mean, there's a whole lot of other things, but that's the general idea, is like conservative tradition, that's what's kind of pushing against feminism.
I think with conservatism within the last couple of years, there's been the whole thing about like how women that are conservative, they've started their own feminist movement and that they choose to be more conservative, like trad-wise.
I think that like good on them, like too, that's, there's nothing wrong with that either. Like again, we also, another thing, I, big learning thing for me too, this podcast, is how many different types of feminism and like perspectives on it. And what people think gender equality means, I think it's very, very subjective and
definitely
changes across time, culture, people, experience, blah, blah, blah. And I think they're all totally valid. Like what would make one better than the other? I think as women should be like lifting up all the feminism things. But like, I think...
I think that's an issue with the conservative women is that their, I guess, feminist movement has come about because they want to push back and they want to retaliate against non-conservative women.
Yeah.
Rather than just, well, this is what we want to do and we're going to do that, but it's also okay if you don't want to do what we're doing.
The thing I wonder is how is that a movement? Because it's very easy to just become a traditional housewife. So why is it a feminist movement?
Because I think because they're trying to retaliate.
It's like a feminist movement against feminism.
Yeah.
Because like, who else are they fighting against? Not the patriarchy. That's what the patriarchy wants.
No, exactly. It's housewives. Women fighting against women. Yeah.
Favorite thought.
Next, we had influences, media, pop culture, education.
Everything influences us. That's like feeds back into what we were talking about before, how our ideas and beliefs about gender and gender equality and all of that, even if it's not our parents, which they, parents and caregivers, they are like a lot of what we learn is from them, like probably majority.
Yeah, but like they're our primary influence.
Yeah, but yeah, media, pop culture, like just all content you consume that subconsciously a lot of the time too influences your perceptions. Like, you're watching those kids' shows like growing up.
Peppa Pig.
That's not even like, you don't even know what a family structure is back then.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even, that's not even a thing in your mind, but you just learn that this is normal. Like, this is what's modeled to me.
Yeah.
This is normal.
They're normal. I'm not normal.
Humans are so concerned with what's normal and abnormal. It's such a big hyper focus of ours.
Which is funny because normal and abnormal, like gender, we're the ones that made what is normal. No one's telling you what is normal. You yourself are telling you, and then it's just spreading around.
I think as social. I think as social creatures, as social creatures, that's like unavoidable too. Ideas and beliefs are transferred. I feel like as long as human society exists, it's almost unavoidable.
Yeah, we're always going to have a need to figure out what is normal.
Yeah, I think.
And to categorize everything.
The biggest thing is we need to learn to question.
Yeah.
Like, why is that normal? Like, why do we have to, why is that the right way?
Yeah. Because I was thinking, well, we do question, but it's usually that we're questioning, like, each other. If I had a different belief to you, I would be like, oh, well, why do you think that? Rather than, why is it that you're, I guess, like, influenced to think that? Like, what has made you think that outside of your own brain? If that makes sense.
Oh, we blame society, but we are society.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our next episode.
We had our first guest.
That's right. Brianna. And we basically talked about, as women, actually, whatever gender you identify, you've got so many different expectations. And they're very different.
And there's a huge double standard.
And it's very overwhelming.
Despite, again, us making those expectations.
Exactly.
A couple of examples we had was with sex workers, particularly like women that do OnlyFans, how women and men are treated in politics, how women and men are treated when they have children.
Yeah, in the job field.
So basically just double standard everywhere.
Like how you present yourself, down to your clothes. Yeah, how so many things that you don't even realize are gendered. So many behaviors and even objects, colors are gendered. And you got to, again, question why.
Because there's a lot of unconscious things that we do that can even come across as gendered.
You learn it, and then if someone does something that contrasts what you already believe, you're a bit like, what? It's a bit overwhelming, and it's a bit silly, and it's a bit crazy. And then talked about religion, which overlaps a lot with conservatism.
Which overlaps everything.
Influences how we perceive gender and gender equality.
Yeah.
And all of that.
Yeah, it's almost like how there are different types of feminism. It's kind of like each religion has its own version of feminism.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hard, again, to go judge people.
Yeah, because that's all they know.
Exactly. Judge people just of our white Western feminist perception. So yeah, we could go judge trad housewives as much as we want, but that's what they want. That's what they believe. That's what they've grown up their whole life knowing.
Yeah, if they're not harming anyone, there's a lot of education that needs to be done by both sides.
Why isn't this taught in school more? No, I'm not saying generally just like, okay, this is feminism, this is how you do it. Why are we not taught? It wasn't until my second year of uni when we learned. It was like a mind-blowing day for me. I mean, we had this lecture and they were like, yeah, like your psychology is completely different based on your culture, your upbringing, like your parents, your influences, your country, what you see, your experiences. And so when we go putting this one size fits all thing on everyone, it doesn't work because everyone is so very different. So that was like a that was a mind-blowing day for me because I was like, what?
Yeah, because schools are always like, they're preaching that everyone is different and love diversity, yada yada.
Not to that extent though.
Yeah, I think particularly like intermediate high school, you need to start learning about that.
Yeah, learn to love and accept everyone's different opinions. I mean, I go say that, but then I'll on someone who's like conservative
Christian. Definitely.
Come to a day where we can just learn to love and accept everyone's experiences and perceptions, no matter how wrong we think it is. They're on the wholeheartedly with their whole entire being believe that we're wrong too.
We just need to get rid of that judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we went into over-consumerism.
It was surprising how much we could link it to feminism.
How it overlaps with social media as well, like with trends.
Gendered marks, beauty standards too.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Being very, very materialistic in our society.
Oh, 100%,
we have very, like, more is more.
What is it, a maximalist?
Yeah, and then we went into colonization and Western feminism. Basically, went into further about how different cultures see gender equality. Our guest on Matariki, I think my biggest takeaway from her was that in Western feminism, we're trying to be the same as men.
Yes,
and that's, I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. But from a Maori perspective, women and men still have different roles and different jobs, but they're valued completely equally.
Yeah.
We have gender roles right now in society, but the men's roles are paid so much more, valued so much more, the woman roles aren't. I found that really interesting because I hadn't thought of that perspective before too. Because I think I was probably along the lines of men can do this, we can too. Maybe that's because I just don't want to be a freaking mother housewife or do the traditional woman's roles.
Yeah, it's like we can do the same things, but also coming back to conservatism, trad wives, if we want to be a trad wife, that has the same value as whatever the man is doing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Another good point she had that I really took away was when we were talking about, I think it was Kate Shepherd back in like the 1800s.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's very easy for us in 2026 with what we know, it's very easy to judge what they did way back then when they didn't have the knowledge that we have and like the ideas and concepts.
Like just trying, they were just trying to take one step at a time.
Yeah.
Which I think we are too. Like they're probably going to look back at us in say 100 years. If gender equality still wasn't achieved, but it won't be, unfortunately. As long as human society, actually, I don't want to say that. I want to be hopeful, but it's a long journey.
Yeah, but there'll be an end point.
There's a lot to undo. Like I'm sure we'll be judged for our feminism efforts.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is that, again, as much as we do judge, if it weren't for those small movements, had a big echo effect, you know?
Yeah, like they gave us the step up.
Exactly.
So we will be the next step up.
Exactly. And then we talked about, this is not in order, I just realised, the way we're recapping these. But then we talked about the trans community and kind of what's going on there. Like we went over topics such as sports and
bathrooms,
hormone blockers, surgeries.
Yeah. It was kind of the same thing of a lot of people are judging the trans community and they're like creating laws and stuff based off those judgments.
Yeah. Like I think the trans community, unfortunately, is quite demonized and seen as the issue. But I'd think the issue is the perception and the overgeneralization and people seeing something
that's
particularly
there.
The older although our younger generation is like, unfortunately, quite like in this new wave of conservatism or whatever, people are seeing something new almost like seeing trans people fight for their rights as they should.
Yeah.
As they and then they're freaking out and then trying to find any reason for that not to be okay.
Yeah. With social media, trans people are everywhere.
Yeah.
Because if we're looking at the older generation, while there were trans people, they wouldn't have been as out and open as they are now.
We have to remember that the trans community, they are the ones disadvantaged, facing discrimination and harm. People who aren't trans and more generally, they're not as exposed to that. Statistically speaking, the trans community is subject to a lot more harm and discrimination than the general population, like significantly more. We should be focusing on giving them equal rights as us to help prevent that. In return, we're not going to be compromised.
That's a huge thing, like with the demonization of trans people, is that, well, if we give them rights, they're going to have more rights than us.
Yes.
And they're going to do harm to the cisgendered people.
There's almost this belief that we can't have both. Like it's going to be, one's going to be on top of the other, which is just, ridiculous. I think that's just our very narrow perception, stigma, all of that jazz.
Being uneducated.
Like, yeah, we thought the same thing about legalizing gay marriages and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't think anything bad came from that at all whatsoever. And that's all the episodes, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's everything.
Now we're at the end.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of bittersweet.
Yeah, it is. It went fast.
Oh, so fast.
Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. We hope you've learned
everything.
Everything.
Been so enlightened.
Yeah. We hope we have
showing you the way.
Yeah. Showing you the light.
Yeah.
Because what we say
goes.
Yeah. We should run the country.
Yeah.
Actually,
much,
the world. And we should write a Bible.
Yes.
We should start our own religion and write a Bible.
Okay.
So if you want to join
tune
that
into our new season of our podcast.
Thank you for coming with us on this journey throughout season 3 of the Equal Agenda podcast. We want to say a big thanks to the YWCA for sponsoring this podcast. They are a very amazing organization. If you want to find out more about them, they are on YWCA Waikato on Instagram. And and they're just online as www.ywcawaikato.org.nz. I hope you can decode what I'm saying.
And also, thank you to the Free FM studio for letting us record.
Yeah, they're pretty sick people here. All right, well, this is an awkward goodbye, isn't it? I don't really know what to say. Freaking toodaloo, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.